Episode number 702, Applying Giver's Gain to Business.
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chief visionary officer, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chief visionary officer of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you, and where are you?
Well, I've been traveling a lot via Zoom, and I've done several IFA presentations, which is the International Franchise Association, and I also spoke to City Current in Nashville, Tennessee. So still out there meeting lots of members and potential members out in the field.
Okay, great. What are you going to teach us today about Giver's Gain?
So yeah, today I'm going to be talking about applying Giver's Gain to your business. And this is based on content from the book Infinite Giving, which I've had both of my co-authors on, which is a great little book. I highly recommend it. If you have a chance, pick it up. It's about the seven laws of Giver's Gain. And, you know, I really believe that Giver's Gain is not only a great way to get business, it's an even better way to do business. And this is why BNI has made it our principal core value in our organization. Giving has many cultural and legal differences around the world. And in some cultures, giving is actually seen negatively. Yet it's a positive force in society. And this can be applied in every business, regardless of location or culture, I believe. What's important in acts of giving is our motivation. And here are some motivations that I think fit the philosophy of Giver's Gain and help us maintain mental clarity around what our motivations should be. One, we can give because we understand that in our community, what we do, others will do, and we will all benefit, particularly in a BNI group. Two, we give because we know that in the same situation, others would do the same for us. Three, we give because we want to give back where we have profited before. Four, we give because when we work together, we get bigger and better results than working on our own, and we've really seen that in BNI. Five, we give because we enjoy it. I know I do. I love giving referrals. I feel great when I give a referral. Having an ethical motivation is, I think, the key to giving. You can always give once and justify your motivation, but giving over and over again, I think, requires a motivation that's understood not only by you, but also by the people that you surround yourself with. And adopting one or more of the motivations that I talked about above or before will help you stay grounded in your motivation. Here are some examples of where giving in business, I think, has really changed lives. A member I know named Alan is a commercial real estate agent in Orange County. And throughout the 2009 to 2010, Alan had met with as many business people as he possibly could, doing one-to-ones and using his network to find these people and book a meeting with them. And they were not just from his local BNI group, but they were from members throughout the entire county. And the more people he met, the more he was able to become a super connector for the local business community. And he was generating a ton of business for the local economy simply by making connections and giving the gift of a referral. He even won awards for it and became the star in his group. He was recognized as having the most one-to-ones. He gave out the most referrals, and he focused on building relationships. And once he was convinced that this was effective, he found that it was a good business opportunity for him as well, because he ended up getting a lot of business. When I asked him about his activity, he told me that he was completing his 26th year in business, and it was the best year he ever had. And he credited giving so many referrals as the reason for him getting so much business. Giving in business, as in life, I think works in a lot of different ways. Here's another example. David, or another BNI member in the UK, runs a fantastic print business, and he offers brilliant service, great value, and he delivers when he says he will, if not earlier. And if you ever try to pay him a compliment, he'll sort of give a sheepish smile and an explanation that he's only doing his job. But just up the road from where his business is based is the area's largest independent hotel, which of course is a trusted, he's a trusted supplier for. And after turning around an order on a particularly short deadline, the hotel manager, showing gratitude, offered David a meal for two at the hotel's restaurant as a way of saying thank you. So David thanked his client and graciously declined the offer and instead asked for something else. And that was for them to take the call of one of his other clients, which was a commercial designer and project manager by the name of Suzanne. And Suzanne had recently asked for help from David for being he was a supplier of hers, and decided to use that opportunity to get an introduction to the hotel, which was what she needed. The introduction was made, business was done, and both of David's clients were happy. And in the true spirit of giving, the additional revenue has allowed Suzanne to take on larger development projects, which David now prints for. So it goes round and round and round. And the local subcontractors who are used on these projects have increased revenue and now come to David when they're in need of his products. And due to the quality of his work and products, they've become ambassadors and referrals for his business. David's really a very selfless, humble, wonderful networker because he embraces the principles of giver's gain. And the cycle of giving continues to benefit him and those around him, particularly his other B&I members. I believe that acts of giving change lives. Acts of giving can be powerful in business regardless of the size of business. David's a great example of that. And we can give in many ways and we can give many things. Here's a list of some of the types of giving that I think makes a real impact in the business community. One, give a referral opportunity between two other businesses you know, maybe a supplier of yours and a client of yours like David did. Two, give mentoring to a business that needs your expertise. Three, give your knowledge to local business groups. Four, give to local education and youth community groups. Priscilla, helped a young lady, 17 years old, part of a Boys and Girls Club, in doing a speech contest. And I know a little bit about speaking publicly, and I helped her come in as one of the top two positions in her speech contests. And it was really gratifying to see how far this young lady came from where she started to where she ended up in terms of doing her presentation. And five, give to elders in the community. I think all of this kind of giving activity is part of an ecosystem that will come back and benefit you and those you care about in a really positive way. You choose how to practice giver's gain that's right for your business. And once you make a commitment to using the power of this philosophy, I believe it'll fuel your business and success will follow. I have seen it over and over again throughout BNI's history. The more this happens, the more energy can be given to important global social concerns. And I think it's all part of the infinite giving that we talk about in the book, Infinite Giving, and it allows us to focus on a bigger picture. And the bigger picture is really living in a world of plenty where resources are plentiful and the struggle for life is not against each other, rather it's against scarcity and it's about supporting each other. And to me, that's what giver's gain is all about. That's my message for today. Priscilla, anything you want to add?
That was great, Ivan. The one thing I thought of is, you know, the fact that giver's gain is one of the guiding principles of BNI, I think that that makes it an organization where people want to stay for long periods of time. They don't just come in, you know, take what they can get and leave. They really, you know, like I've been in BNI maybe 14 years or more, and there's many more in my group that have been in BNI for long periods of time. And I think it's because of giver's gain. It's just such a beautiful way to do business.
You know, there's a handful of things that an entrepreneur does that you look back on and say, wow, that was a really good idea. And this was certainly one of them for me. Coming up with that as our philosophy, our principal core value, I think was a real game changer, because there are so many networks out there that are incredibly mercenary. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I would go to those and felt like I'd been slimed and needed to get a shower because everyone was selling to me. And then there were those that were just incredibly social and no business was being done. And I didn't like those. And I, you know, I wanted something that was a focus on business and yet also it was relational, but not totally social. And the glue that I felt that would hold it together is this core value of Giver's Gain. And it really has kept it together. And I urge people, pick up a copy of Infinite Giving. It's a quick read, and it really will give you all of the seven principles of what makes up the philosophy of Giver's Gain.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Well, that's it for today. Priscilla, thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. That was really lovely. Well, we do have a new sponsor for our podcast, and it's MeisnerAudioPrograms.com. These audio programs will provide you with tools and inspiration to powerfully enhance your B&I experience and help you boost your business. Whether you are a new or a seasoned member, these audio programs will help you unlock the power of networking. So check out the great material available to you at MeisnerAudioPrograms.com, and also use the promo code IVAN50 and get 50% off of all the audio programs. Thank you so much for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we look forward to having you join us again next week for another exciting episode of the official B&I podcast.